Kupuna Wiki was previously recorded.
Welcome to Kupuna Wiki, Hawaii's senior resource, the radio show that helps you find answers on important topics like finances, senior housing, estate planning, real estate, health, and much more. Now let's join Kupuna Wiki hosts Brandon Lau and Andrew Leon.
Aloha and welcome to the Kupuna Wiki radio show. This month we are talking about health and wellness. And in studio we have Kathy Wyatt of Hale Haole Hawaii. Kupuna Wiki is Hawaii's senior resource. We talk to the best local professionals in the state regarding topics such as real estate, senior housing, estate planning, finance, and health so that our Kupuna families can find the best resources in the midst of a life transition. We strive to make sure our seniors are informed and supported every step of the way. Thanks for joining us today. I'm Brandon Lau.
And I'm Andrew Leong,
your host for the Kupuna Wiki radio show.
If you miss any of your shows on air, the Kupuna Wiki radio show is available as a podcast and can be found on Spotify, Apple, and Podbean for your listening pleasure. Our title sponsor for today is Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors, providing you with the best real estate information so you can make the most informed decisions. As they like to say, real estate is about choice. To contact them, call 808-753-9033.
And now we have our real estate tip of the week, brought to you by Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors.
When looking to buy a house, think about how the home will meet your needs as you age. Consider big life events like having children or if you're going to retire in your home. Look for features that will work with those big life events you can anticipate, like multiple bedrooms or a big backyard for children or a home with accessible bathroom and a bedroom on the main floor if you're looking to retire and stay in place.
For more home buying tips, contact Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors at 808-753-9033. Again, today we have the pleasure of bringing back Kathy Wyatt, who is the president of Hale Haole Hawaii. Welcome back, Kathy.
Thank you so much.
Now, Kathy, how are things going with your daycare? It sounds like you're very busy.
We are. I have the two locations in Aiea that are thriving.
Right.
And my exciting news is I will be opening up a third location in Kaneohe after the first of the year.
That is so wonderful. And it's such a huge need on the windward side of the island.
Yeah, there's nothing up there now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm meeting a huge community need, sure.
That's great. Now, for those who aren't familiar with Hale Haole Hawaii and your senior daycare services, maybe you can share a little of your history, how you got involved in this and your company and how you got to where you are today.
Well, I've been with long-term care for over almost 25 years now.
Wow.
As an administrator and the director of nursing in skilled nursing facilities.
Okay.
And then I worked at an assisted living as an executive director. But I was researching I heard about adult daycare. Mm-hmm. I had never heard of it when I was in Georgia. It's so crazy that I hadn't. But when I found out about adult daycare, I said, you know, what a wonderful thing for folks to stay in place, mm-hmm. live in place, age in place,
right.
and keep active in the community.
Right.
And have a purpose instead of sitting at home by themselves. Mm-hmm. And most of our clients, their family members are caring for their loved ones that have some level of dementia.
Mm.
And then there's others that just, seniors that are lonely want companionship and want to have a purpose for getting up in the morning
right.
and a place to go. So,
right. And you know, I mean, that is social interaction, that engagement. I mean, people look forward to seeing people, and that's just the reality.
Yeah. And there's so much out there now about loneliness and isolation and leading to depression and leading to the decline in cognitive and physical activity, abilities. I'm sorry. Yeah.
And they're calling loneliness now an epidemic.
Uh-huh.
I mean, things that are truly affecting people's health.
Yeah.
And I guess, you know, coming out of an isolated environment like COVID, we've studied that and it's shown that, yeah, we can't live isolated and alone from other people. I mean, it really does hurt us health-wise. So it's so great that you started Hale Haole Hawaii. And about how many years has this been going on now?
I opened the original location 8 years ago, a little over 8 years ago.
Wow.
And my second location just celebrated their third anniversary. So I'm real excited about
Congratulations.
That. Congratulations. Thank you.
It's
Thank
I mean, that's not very long ago. It's if I can remember you just starting it.
Yeah.
And meeting you, and now it's obviously meeting a great felt need in the community, mm-hmm. because that's why it's thriving, right?
With our population being the fastest growing senior population, the need's only going to get greater.
Hey, that's something for seniors to be proud of, right? The fastest growing population.
Wahoo!
Yeah. Now, I think what makes your community special are your staff members and those who are actually helping the kupuna that come by. Maybe share a little bit about your staff.
I have angels on my staff. Every one of them is an angel. They have been with me for several years. Mm-hmm. My lead person has been with me since before I opened the doors.
Wow.
My next person has been there 7 years, and then a couple for 6 years and 5 years. They stick with me because they love their job so much. Mm. And they do such a wonderful job with the kapuna. Mm-hmm. I get nothing but thank you notes and happy faces from family members that were taking care of their loved ones.
You know, and I'm looking at Google, you have a 4.9 stars out of 5. That's pretty good.
Wow. Good.
But, you know, if you do have your phones or if you're in front of your computer, you can Google Hale Haole Hawaii Adult Daycare. And in fact, Kathy does have a website. And it's halehaolehawaii.org. You can go there. You can check out their different adult daycare services. You actually have webinars here. You have a calendar. You can donate because it is a nonprofit.
Yes.
Right, which is huge. And if somebody wanted to call you, Kathy, and say, hey, I have a family member who I'd love to introduce your daycare, how can they reach out to you by phone?
The office number is 808-798-8706, and my cell phone number is 808-292-4665. And I welcome calls anytime, unless after midnight.
Hopefully not after midnight. Well, Kathy, when we come back, I want to hear more about Hale Haole and your services, and of course, the exciting new location coming up on the windward side in Kaneohe.
Yeah.
So we'll talk more about that right after this commercial break.
We'll be back with more Kupuna Wiki right after this.
Malama Maikai Health and Wellness Alliance provides the most trustworthy care services to seniors in Hawaii. We offer seniors the option of being able to live and age in the comfort of their homes. Our dedicated team of highly trained caregivers is available 24/7 to offer you the care you need when you need it. Some of our care services include light routine housekeeping, bathing, safety supervision, assistance with walking, transportation services, and much more. To schedule a free consultation or to learn more about our services, call us today at 808-517-1780.
Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors assists clients in buying and selling their homes by striving to create an easy and seamless transition. With multiple awards spanning most transactions of the year, Client Service Award, and being in the top 100 realtors, Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors wants to provide you with excellent service and care when making a major life decision. Over the years, their agents have greatly enjoyed serving each and every one of their clients as if they were family. Whether you're a first-time homeowner or a senior, they understand the challenges and complexities of the real estate process and want to help you every step of the way. Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors wants to provide you with the most information so you can make the best decision. Because as they like to say, real estate is about choice. Contact Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors today for a free in-person property valuation by calling 753-9033 or email them clientservice@choicehi.com.
Welcome back to Kupuna Wiki on AM 690, The Answer.
Welcome back. In studio, we have Kathy Wyatt, president of Hale Haole Hawaii. And Kathy, congrats again on the expansion. I wanted to talk about, you know, before we get to the expansion, I wanted to talk about your services, because I think that's why you're expanding so quickly, is because there is that need for it. Can you share a little bit to our listeners, what are the services that you offer?
The main service is a safe place for Kupuna to come during the day and keep active while their families are working or doing personal chores or whatever. We do a lot of chair exercise. We do arts and crafts. We do mind-stimulating games like trivia and that sort, and physical games as well. But it's a social atmosphere. It's socializing with their peers. Mm-hmm. And everybody, it's really cute. Everybody participates. It doesn't matter what level of dementia they have, because mm-hmm. It's just fun. It's just fun all day long.
And I mean, because, you know, you've grown so quickly, obviously your clients have given you some feedback as to, hey, what, you know, can we add this or can we, I mean, what has the response been?
Well, we do get suggestions every once in a while, new games. We haven't been on outings in the past since COVID hit. Which we plan on starting again after the first of the year, but they, you know, give us places that their kapuna like enjoy going to, and when we do their assessment for entrance, we always ask, "What's your favorite thing to do? Do you mm-hmm. like art? Do you like reading? Do you like movies?" We go through a whole litany of different social activities that they like.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And what are the hours of your operation?
I open at 6 a.m. for people that work downtown, okay. And we're open till 5 officially, but we stay late if people need us. There are a couple of people that need us till 7, so we're open that long.
Okay. And let's talk about your locations. I mean, you mentioned you have two in IAEA. Mm-hmm. Where approximately are they, if you can share with us some landmarks?
The original location is in the Mary Salvio Medical Plaza on Kahumanu Street, which okay. is... between Cam Highway and Moanalua Road. Mm-hmm. The second location is in St. Timothy's Episcopal Church on Moanalua Road, okay. which is right next to the old drive-in theater parking lot, if they remember where that is.
I see. And then this exciting news of your third location on the Windward side.
That's going to be in the Windward City Shopping Center. Great drop-off area, easy access, and it's going to be huge. I'm real excited about it.
That's coming up approximately when?
I hope to have the doors open by the middle of February.
Oh, that'd be great. Now, you have a very supportive family and staff. And anyone you want to give a shout out to out there?
I probably should mention my husband. Scott is my, I have the vision. He puts the vision together.
Right.
And he's amazing. Of course, we don't see eye to eye on everything, but he puts together what I want in my facilities.
That's what makes your partnership exciting.
Yeah.
Right.
And then my staff, Shauna Reyes is her name, the one that's been with me since before I opened the doors. She's a godsend. Mm. I mean, she manages things while I'm not there. I'm out at meetings or whatever. And she and I have been working on this new project together. She's right there with me, and we were talking about what goes here and what needs to go there and all this stuff. So I have a lot of great support.
That's wonderful. Now, I did want to hit real briefly on why senior daycare might be a really good option, aside from the health benefits, aside from the engagement, aside from giving them a purpose, something to look forward to. But there's also a financial reason, and I'm looking here at your website. I'm pretty sure that there's some updated data, but you have some 2017 data, which says if you hire a home health aide, you might be spending just under $5,000 a month. Mm-hmm. If you have assisted living, you might be spending, again, just under $5,000. Nursing home could be upwards of $13,000. And adult daycare, based on those similar stats, is $1,600 or $1,650.
Right.
That's like 25% the cost of those other options.
Plus the seniors can stay home with their families.
Plus the seniors. So, I mean, it makes financial sense. Right?
It makes perfect financial sense. Yeah. And the upcoming shortage that's expected for nursing home beds and mm-hmm. and assisted living beds is going to be a huge impact on the senior population. And so adult daycare, I like to call it the best kept secret in the long-term care continuum, because a lot of people don't know about it.
Right.
Most of the legislation out there is for more care homes and nursing homes and whatnot. Mm. And they don't think about all the money that adult daycare saves. Because some of us accept Medicaid clients.
Right.
And the cost of Medicaid to the state is humongous for the residential facilities.
Of course.
But adult daycare is so inexpensive, and it just saves the government a lot of money. I wish they would recognize this.
Well, they had that Kapuna caregiver bill, which gave a little supplementation financially for a while, but I'm not sure if that's even...
It is still.
Anymore.
It used to be two separate bills, the Kapuna Care Program and the Kapuna Caregiver Program.
Okay.
But they've combined that now, and there's lots of money. You just have to call the Executive Office on Aging or the Elder Affairs Office, and they can give you all the information. There are qualifications, but it's not hugely difficult to get the funding.
Right. Well, that's great. So, Kathy, you must have... some different activities and events going on that you can share with us?
I sure do. I have gotten a grant from the Hawaii Community Foundation to offer tuition assistance to folks that need the adult daycare but can't afford it. So I'd like to put that out there. So if anybody has any questions, they can call about that. There are a few qualifications.
Okay.
But they're pretty easy to qualify for.
It's not like taking the SAT.
No, SAT. No. And the other thing I want to talk about is not only is adult daycare for the kapuna that need a safe place to be during the day and to have lots of fun and go home happy, it's also for the caregivers because they need respite. Everybody knows about caregiver burnout. And so it's having their loved ones in a safe place where they can just relax and enjoy their lives for a little while. Is very important. So during COVID, I was offering caregiver workshops that were virtual, and I had people from all the islands coming to those workshops. So on November the 18th, I'm going to have my first in-person one after 3 years of being absent. It's on November the 18th, and I have three wonderful speakers, and it's going to be located at my St. Timothy's Episcopal Church location.
Okay.
And it's free. Parking is free.
Great.
Just come in and enjoy the speakers and have some goodies to eat.
So November 18th, what times roughly?
It's from 9 to 12.
9 a.m. to 12 p.m.
Yeah.
Okay. And if they wanted to register, they would go ahead and, could they go to a website? Or give you a call?
It's better to call. Okay. Call the office or call me.
And your office number again is?
808-798-8706.
Now, your three speakers, are they going to be sharing about caregiver support?
Yes. Caregiver support. One of the speakers is talking about the dangers of isolation and depression for seniors.
That's good.
And caregiver support is the crux of it.
Theme.
Yeah.
You hit it on the head where caregiving is, it's more than a full-time job.
Yes.
Right? Because you're usually caring for somebody probably after your work and you're tired and it's, you know, after hours. And emotionally it's a very difficult thing too for people. So I could see why having that respite is critical to the health of the caregiver.
Right. And the statistics show that there's a huge percentage of caregivers that pass on before the people they're caring for because of the stress.
Yeah.
So I'm there for the kapuna and their caregivers.
That's great.
I also have a caregiver support group that's virtual.
Okay.
And if you want to call me, I can give you, or I'm sorry, send me your email address and I'll put you on the list and let you know when it's the first Monday of every month from 6:30 to 8 p.m.
And that's virtual.
It's virtual.
So you can dial in wherever they're at home and get some good encouragement.
Yeah.
And support.
It's a wonderful group. I mean, it's so cathartic to the people that join in because they hear other folks that are struggling with the same things they're struggling with, so they know they're not alone, and that's so important.
That's huge.
Yeah. So if you'll email me, can I get my email address?
Yes.
It's kwyatt01@aol.com, And it's KWYATT01 at AOL.com. And then I'll respond and let you know that you're now on the roster, and you'll be getting an email when it's time to get the Zoom link.
That's great.
I think I'll tell you a couple of stories from my caregivers. Sure. During the pandemic, when we never closed, several people did, and some of them never reopened, and that's why there's nothing in Kaneohe right now for seniors. The people that kept their kapuna at home with them during that time, the worst time, I got phone calls from the family members saying that there was such a decline in their physical and cognitive abilities while they were at home on isolation. And it wasn't because the caregivers weren't there for them, but it wasn't their routine. They don't have time to do activities for the folks. They don't have time to stimulate their brain like we do.
Right.
You know, so it was sort of heart-wrenching. And the other thing I wanted to talk about was adult daycare also prevents people from having to be hospitalized because of injury, that they're by themselves at home. And one of the stories I like to tell about that is I had a caregiver that she's a senior, and her mother's in her 90s, and she's caring for her. So they're both on fixed budgets.
Right.
And, you know, her mother was only able to come 2 days a week. The other 3 days, she's by herself. And because I don't know what the daughter's doing, but she's not in the home. And she fell twice and had some serious injuries. So I was able to get her a separate grant to help pay for the extra days of the week so she wouldn't be afraid of her mom hurting herself really badly.
So, wow, you went the extra mile to get that funding.
Well, she needed it.
That's great.
I don't want to hear anybody being injured because they can't afford to come to daycare.
Obviously, you're a mission-driven individual, Kathy. You go above and beyond.
It's my
passion.
To help
all of your...
It's my passion.
All your patients. Wow, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Well, Kathy, we truly enjoy having you on the show. And of course, we love your vision. We love your husband. We're so glad with what Aleha Ole Hawaii is doing. And again, for our listeners, if you can share with us how they can reach you to find out more about your adult daycare services. Maybe you can share your phone number.
The phone number for the office is 808-798-8706. And my cell phone number is 808-292-4665.
And of course, the website, again, if you have your phone or computer in front of you, is halehaolihawaii.org. And if you just Google it, it'll come up there, and they have some good ratings. So obviously Kathy and her team are doing a really good job. Kathy, thank you so much for what you're doing and for, again, being on our show.
Thank you for having me.
Coming up next, we have our Kupuna Wiki Classic Trivia.
We'll be back with more Kupuna Wiki right after this.
Malama Maikai Health and Wellness Alliance provides the most trustworthy care services to seniors in Hawaii. We offer seniors the option of being able to live and age in the comfort of their homes. Our dedicated team of highly trained caregivers is available 24/7 to offer you the care you need when you need it. Some of our care services include light routine housekeeping, bathing, safety supervision, assistance with walking, transportation services, and much more. To schedule a free consultation or to learn more about our services, call us today at 808-517-1780.
Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors assists clients in buying and selling their homes by striving to create an easy and seamless transition. With multiple awards spanning most transactions of the year, Client Service Award, and being in the top 100 realtors, Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors wants to provide you with excellent service and care when making a major life decision. Over the years, their agents have greatly enjoyed serving each and every one of their clients as if they were family. Whether you're a first-time homeowner or a senior, they understand the challenges and complexities of the real estate process and want to help you every step of the way. Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors wants to provide you with the most information so you can make the best decision. Because as they like to say, real estate is about choice. Contact Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors today for a free in-person property valuation by calling 753-9033 or email them clientservice@choicehi.com.
Welcome back to Kupuna Wiki on AM 690, The Answer.
As you know, Kupuna Wiki is a 501c3 Hawaii nonprofit. If you're interested in supporting us, either as a volunteer or financially, please call us 808-792-5188 or email info@kupunawiki.com. And thank you to all the participants who called into last week's Kupuna Wiki trivia. And last week's question was, who is the three-time Olympic gold medalist that was born in Honolulu, and what sport did they win? The answer is Duke Kahanamoku, who won in the 100-meter freestyle and the 4x200 freestyle relay. And now this week's Kupuna Wiki trivia question is sponsored by Hale Haoli Hawaii.
Which famous Hawaiian musician is known for popularizing the ukulele?
For a chance to win a Lawns gift card, be the first person to call us with the correct answer at 808-792-5188.
Again, we'd like to thank this segment sponsor, Cheney Brooks Choice Advisor, providing you with the best real estate information so you can make the most informed decisions. As they like to say, real estate is about choice. To contact them, call 808-753-9033.
Well, thanks for joining us today on the Kupuna Wiki Radio Show, Hawaii's senior resource. We strive to make sure our seniors are informed and supported every step of the way. Again, I'm Brandon.
And I'm Andrew.
And we'll see you back next time on the Kupuna Wiki Radio Show.
You've been listening to the Kupuna Wiki Radio Program. If you'd like more information about today's topics, please call us at 792-5188. That's 792-5188. Or visit us online at kupunawiki.com. Until next time, aloha.
The preceding program was sponsored by Kupuna Wiki, Hawaii's senior resource.